Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. And this morning's topic is entitled, Make No Provision for the Flesh to Fulfill Its Relentless Desires. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 13, beginning at verse 11. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And now, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. One of the very important realities about the about believers is their new relationship, the relationship that is qualitatively new with the living Christ. Paul speaks of this relationship as not only qualitatively new, but singularly fresh and ever to remain so. And so this is the sense that he gives about our new relationship with Christ in the Greek. A relationship that is qualitatively new and one that is fresh and ever to remain so. So this is a blessed relationship, one that is spiritually prosperous for us. And so we are to practice biblical ethics or biblical ethical teaching. We're not really to read from the Word of God, but we are to practice what is written therein. And so he, in verse 11, Paul uses this very interesting expression. He states, awake out of sleep. Now note, he is speaking to believing ones. He uses the same term in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, where Paul states, wherefore he saith, that is speaking of God, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Please reference Colossians, also Colossians 4:5. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And the next verse is, and be not drunk with wine, oinos is a Greek word for wine, wherein is excess or dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And so that's from Ephesians chapter 5. Now when we go back to Romans 13, verse 11, so Paul states, awake out of sleep. It is interesting that Paul had to write to use this expression with believers, awake out of sleep. So to what is Paul referring when he uses these words, awake out of sleep? Well, he is talking about believing ones who have been overcome by the cosmos, those who have been overcome by the cosmic system, and its appealing and alluring nature. In other words, the cosmos is highly seductive. The word we get our word cosmetics from the Greek word cosmos, which means to decorate. And so the cosmos or cosmic system is decorated in such a way as to be seductive and alluring to believing ones, and therefore it lulls them into a spiritual stupor. Please read the letter to the Hebrews. And there the writer speaks about spiritual dullness. And so then he goes on in verse 12, and he states, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Now, this word darkness, skotus, means ruin or misery. And so there's also the Greek term skotia, which means the consequences, which has reference to the consequences of sin. The consequences of sin are therefore darkness or skotia. And here he uses skotus from a Greek word that means to hinder or to stop. It means an impediment or that which keeps an individual from making progress in his walk. And so we are to cast off once and for all is the idea in the Greek Testament, New Testament. Cast off once and for all the works of skotus, and let us collectively as believing ones put on. We are to cast off and then put on with the idea of never taking off the armor of light. Please read Ephesians chapter 6 about the armor of God. And so we are to note that we cannot put on the armor of light when we are wearing the works or the garments of darkness. That is called hypocrisy in the New Testament. Now, let us put on the armor of light. So, and there's a contrast here. The works of darkness are contrasted with the armor of light, or the photos is the word in the Greek. Photos is the word for light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly or decorously. Those are important words. Let us walk decorously. We are to walk in contradistinction to the cosmic system. We are to walk other than and in an antithetical manner to the practices of the cosmic system. The believer has a high calling in Christ Jesus, the upward calling in Christ Jesus. We are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. It doesn't mean dread, but we are to have a healthy understanding of God and the person of God and our relationship with God. So, let us walk decorously as believing ones, as in the day, not in rioting. Very interesting word, not in rioting and drunkenness. Now, the Greek word for drunkenness here is methi, and here it refers to drinking parties. And he also talks about rioting. here the word is oinosis, from which we, which is a Greek word for wine. Believers are not to be under the influence of oinos, or wine. And he uses another word here. It is komois, which is the god of partying. And one other word he uses, chambering, which refers to, of course, illicit sexual intercourse. Some very interesting words are used here with regard to believers. And he also adds a wantonness, a word which means no restraint and readiness to do anything, nor strife or envying. Verse 13 is loaded with very interesting terms. And so as believers, we are not to live according to the flesh. Verse 14, but put on, again, in verse 12, we are enjoined to put on the armor of light. And then in verse 14, Paul goes on to say, but in contrast to living according to the god of partying, according to oinosis or the influence of wine, or living according to methi or drinking parties or illicit sexual intercourse or wantonness, or which means no restraint or readiness to do anything, Paul states in verse 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, you and I have seen persons who name the name of the Lord, and the scripture tells us that we are to depart from iniquity. And I have seen persons pay a dear price, a terrible price, for degeneracy in their persons, in their bodies, through the diseases, through spiritual weakness. They cannot make progress in their lives because they are not living according to the Word of God. There are secret practices, there are secret sins, there are secret illicit behaviors going on. The will has not been transformed through the power of God. The emotions are still carnal. The desire and desires are still idolatrously weighted toward the flesh. And individuals have lost a great deal. They have paid a dear price, and those within their periphery who love them also suffer when there is sin in the camp. When there is sin with
90 seconds.
Not only the individual who practices sin, but those, but loved ones suffer too. The Word of God time and again has shown us this. You and I have seen this in our own experience or experiences. An individual's life has been cut short, or his or her life has been rendered ineffective. They have failed to grow up as adults. People fail to grow up with mentalities. They remain ever childish in any number of ways. These things don't have to be. These realities can be reversed when the individual gets serious with God and confess sin and repents. That is, when there is a noted change of attitude with regard to sin and sinful practices. Beloved, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its relentless desires. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard. God bless you this day.